It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Hopefully, we're going to wake up this morning and hear that people are doing okay. But a violent tornado in Missouri caught sleeping residents off guard late last night as heavy storms continue to bring chaos across the state of Oklahoma and Kansas. Shortly after 11:30 p.m., a powerful tornado, they call it a wedge tornado. Does anybody know what a wedge tornado is? Because I know, like, you guys are kind of into weather.
No.
It's not a wedge salad, pork chops. It's not that. A wedge tornado, and I didn't know this until I researched it, it's one in which the funnel is actually wider. Like, the width of the tornado is wider than it is tall. Like, how high it goes in the air. So it's very low and wide. Very low and wide.
So it's a sub-chub tornado.
Yes. I was wondering how we could work that in, but that is exactly what you would say it would be. The wedge tornado was spotted over Jefferson City. It moved at 40 miles per hour and sent debris about 1,300 feet in the air. Now, this whole area, though, too, has just been slammed by tornadoes. They've had, along with 130 reports of tornadoes in the past 5 days. Now, some are smaller, obviously, but just the people. I can you imagine? I think it's one of the scariest things for me to wake up with, like, my alarms going off, like, woo!
Oh, the storm alarm?
Yeah, you're like, oh, God, what do we do? Where do we go? What's happening?
In the
middle of the night.
I am very into tornadoes. When I was very little, I mean 5 or 6 years old, I would tell people I wanted to be a meteorologist and chase tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ride around on my big wheel and pretend like
beep,
I was
beep.
In my little storm mobile chasing them.
Did you like that movie, Twister?
That's why I said that, because that was my favorite movie when I was little.
Love that.
That was a good movie. All right, let's go to Porkchop's home state, New Jersey. A parent said that a teacher at her child's school offered the student extra credit if they paid for it. The parents said at a board of education meeting about 6 weeks ago. Extra credit was given to one of the children's classes in exchange for buying a $20 ticket to a fundraiser. The teacher sent a fundraiser announcement to the class and encouraged their students to buy a ticket to the upcoming event for an extra credit for their grade. At the end of the announcement, she told students to forward her the receipt and she would give them extra credit. The parents also said that her child had asked previously what would be done for extra credit, but now it's too late, I guess, to actually show that documentation or something. So I don't know if she's just mad that they didn't buy it in time or whatever, but parents are asking for stricter policies when it comes for extra credit. I think this is great. If it's for like a school event or something, not like, hey,
a good cause.
Buy my little Girl Scouts cookies. No, that doesn't work. But only way I got through my freshman year and I got a D- in my English class because I got caught cheating on the final exam. So I got an F on my final exam.
Wow.
I had to buy $450 in advertising in the school yearbook.
Whoa.
Because my English teacher was also the yearbook teacher or in charge of it. Let me tell you, DJ Papa Pesh Entertainment. It had a lot of advertising there. Got one gig out of it.
How did you try to cheat? Were you just talking, or did you have something written down, or what?
I had the book on my lap under my desk.
Well, that was stupid,
well,
Joe.
Alex,
that's so
nobody
obvious.
Taught me how to cheat. I had to learn myself.
You're
okay?
Supposed to wear a skirt and then just wriggle up your skirt and have notes written on your thigh. Everyone knows the rules.
Well, yeah. Well, guess who didn't wash the skirt the night before? Thanks, Mom. Thanks for nothing. Okay, maybe there's a problem here, and we really do need to address it. Let me turn this music down real quick. Is it possible that the war over the thermostat here that we have in the building every day on the Joe and Alex Show is kind of the cause of a wage gap here? Well, maybe if I make more money than Alex and Liv, I don't know if I do or not, but maybe that's why. Is because I'm holding you guys back because of the temperature in here? It could be. According to a new study out of the University of Southern California, women women perform much better when it's warmer than men.
I mean,
the actual temperature. They say that you have a better mental capacity. You're
they
able
wasted
to do your
money
job better.
On a study on this. We could have told them that.
Right. We've been trying to tell you this, Joe, for, I mean, how long? Maybe like a year and a half?
It is very hard to work when you can't feel your hands and feet.
The
when
study
you're so
found,
cold,
the
you're...
study, your lips are working. Let me finish. The study found that when a room was about 9 degrees warmer, women get 9% more questions right on a quiz than usual. Wow. Men get 3% fewer right. So see, it does affect us too. Other researchers say their finding could, quote, raise the stakes for the battle of the thermostat at the office or at home or at work. That is so interesting to me that, like, women, of course, it makes sense. You'll do better if you're not shivering cold, but it's like guys will get dumber. See, no wonder I haven't been that good lately. It's been so hot in here.
Guys probably do better when they're cooler, and women do better when they're warmer.
So maybe we can just agree that we both have problems with the heat and the air. And finally, I don't know if this is a good idea or if anybody's actually going to take them up on it, but retailer Urban Outfitters is launching a new business this summer that will allow customers to rent its clothes. An $88 monthly service fee will be charged for shoppers to borrow 6 items from its own and outside labels. The move comes as the apparel market company has been growing, I guess, a lot. They're saying like every year it's been going up about 20% annually, and it's valued at $1 billion as of last year. So this is a big, big business. And like, you know what? This apparel thing's taken off. Why don't we just rent stuff to people? I've heard of Rent the Runway. Would you want to do this, Alex?
Yes.
For fashion, you'd rent clothing?
I shop at Urban Outfitters constantly, and it is definitely a pricier store. And I am the type of person that if I've been photographed in something, I don't really want to wear it again. So I would love to have a service like this where I can just rent clothes monthly and then send them back and get something else new.
Oh, man. I just realized I have like 3 shirts and 1 pants that I wear in every photo. So maybe I can do this too. But I wonder if they'll charge more because I'm a plus size guy. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all this out. We have a good little blog we put together at joeandalexshow.com.